Net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars. KSL-FM, Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
Oh my goodness! What a jam!
The warm-ups are finished and the analysis is done. It's time to play BYU basketball.
Capruzzi comes away with it, goes back up with it. It was! Biggest board of the game right there! Fighting and scoring
on KSL News Radio and the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of today's BYU basketball game is brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. State Farm, we exist to assist. Bodyguards, protect your mobile device without adding unnecessary bulk at bodyguardswithaz.com. America First Credit Union, Utah's number one credit union. And by Taco Bell. Sometimes you gotta live Moss. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
All right, so BYU and Harvard coming up. Let's get you the America First Credit Union starting lineups. Brought to you by America First, Utah's number one credit union. We'll go with Harvard first, 3-6 on the year. Tommy Amaker, ninth season there with the Crimson. 164-85 is his record. Five consecutive Ivy League championships. Number three, Tommy McCarthy starts at the point. Number 25, Corey Johnson out of Ottawa, Ontario at the two. Number 35, Agunwa Okalee from Ajax, Ontario is at the three. Number 33, Evan Cummins out of Westboro, Mass at the four. And the starting center, number four out of Los Angeles, California, Zena Edozamwon. That is the starting center for the Harvard Crimson. BYU is introduced now by Mark Durant.
At the point for the Cougars, number five, Kyle Collinsworth, 6'6 senior out of Provo, Utah, Provo High School. At the two, number four, Nick Emery, 6'2. He's just a freshman out of Lone Peak High School. Three man is number one, Chase Fisher, 6'3 senior out of West Virginia. The four man is number 21, Kyle Davis, 6'8. He's a junior. He's out of Draper, Utah. At the five spot, the big fella, the man in the middle, number 44, Corbin Cafusi, 6'6, 235, just a sophomore, 6'10, 255. I'm looking at Jamal. Corbin a little bit bigger than Jamal.
A few inches.
That would be quite an MMA battle, though, seeing those two guys. That's your starting five for the Cougars. Dave Rose is the coach. Cougars 7-3 on the year.
BYU in the dark blues, white letters and numerals, Harvard in whites with crimson and black, the accents. And the letters and numerals are black on the white jerseys. Again, crimson accents. Here we go at the Stan Sheriff Center here in Honolulu, Hawaii. BYU and Harvard, the Diamond Airlines, or the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic. Ball ready for tip. It'll be Kafusi and Edozamwon. Referee spaces the two centers, puts the ball up, and Edozamwon slaps it over to teammate Agunwa Okalee. And Harvard from left to right, back to front, left to right as we see it and you hear it here in half number one. On the far wing, Corey Johnson. They swing it to McCarthy on the wing right, now to the bump. McCarthy out front, perimeter left. They feed it downstairs to Edozamwon. Edozamwon to the painted area. Sends out to the corner, and now the left wing to Okalee. Agunwa Okalee into Edozamwon, down low to Evan Cummins, and he goes up and drops it in. Almost had the dunk. They came to contest, still over the rim for two. Evan Cummins scores 30 seconds in. Harvard 2, BYU nothing.
And to double-team that post touch, and the rotation wasn't good enough. Able to dump it down low.
KD swatted from behind by Cummins. Two-on-one the other way, three-on-one. Cummins drives to the rim, lays it up and in. KD got past his man and thought he was done with for good, and the guy just slapped it away from behind. And a transition score for Harvard, 4-0, a minute in. Cummins has the first four for the Crimson. BYU's yet to get a shot off, trailing 4-0. Fisher out front. Fisher to the right wing. Crossing over on Johnson. Floats it from 10 feet. Back irons it. The rebound to Cummins. Outlet McCarthy. McCarthy, Okalee. Okalee leaning, banking, scoring. 6-0. And an early timeout for Dave Rose. 1 minute and 20 seconds in. Harvard 6 and BYU nothing. And Dave Rose calls his guys in.
He's not happy really getting into his players here, and rightly so. They seem a little bit slow. You notice Kyle very lazy with his turnover, got knocked behind, then made really no effort to get back in time to stop transition. Yeah, obviously not a good start for BYU. You're going to miss shots, but what you'd like to see is your guys coming out with real effort. Now they've dug themselves a little hole, which has been a problem for BYU all year.
BYU basketball presented by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. The blue jerseys have not been kind to BYU. BYU in games at Long Beach State, at Utah, at Colorado, three losses and not playing particularly well in any of them. At the last two road games, fell behind by 24 and 25 before rallying in Salt Lake City and Boulder. BYU in front court. KD on the wing left side to Emery. Emery comes to the bump between the rings. On the far side, Collinsworth back door to Fisher. Fisher hit on his lane attempt. He'll get two free throws out of it. 90 seconds in. Fouls on Evan Cummins. So Cummins, four of Harvard's 6 points in the first Harvard foul with 18:31 to go until halftime. And Chase Fisher at the free throw line. Chase Fisher, in his last trip to Hawaii, had a 10-3 game against Chaminade. Hit 10 three-pointers. Fisher misses the first of two free throws. 80% free throw shooter is Fisher. BYU still yet to score.
For what it's worth, watching him warm up, he was on fire. Games are different than warm-ups, but he couldn't miss.
Missed two. BYU still scoreless, 6-0. 90 seconds in here in Honolulu. Straight away Cummins. Cummins fakes left to Johnson. Right wing it goes to Oakley. Offensive foul on the Cardinal. And the Crimson, beg your pardon. What they call that?
I think they got McCarthy looked like a little too aggressive on a back screen for a big man.
So Tommy picks it up. That'll be number one on McCarthy, number two on the Crimson. Harvard 6 and BYU no score. Kyle Collinsworth at the free throw line. Dives in on Oakley. Gets triple team. Pivots in the paint. Puts it off the window and no. The tip is no good. And here comes Harvard 6-0 the other way. McCarthy up top. McCarthy left junction. Pulls and fires from 15 and scores at 8-0 Harvard. BYU 0 for 2 from the field. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 17:50 to go till halftime. Corbin spinning strong to the hole and then short-armed the shot. Harvard the rebound. Looking to go up double digits. A slap steal by Nick Emery. Emery taking McCarthy right to the rim. Little Euro step, and there's BYU's first points of the game. With 17:37 to go till halftime, Nick Emery makes a play on defense, finishes on offense, 8-2. The Crimson up.
Then the guy this year that really has had to carry BYU at times, it gets a big play there when nothing was going well for BYU.
Left elbow to Cummins. They go straight away. Corey Johnson, right wing McCarthy. McCarthy waves players through down the baseline. Goes at Osamwan, right block. At Osamwan, jabbing on Corbin Kafusi. Pivoting in the paint. Little fall away is going to be short. The rebound almost tipped in by Collinsworth, but he takes it off the back iron. Kyle front court, right wing Chase. Chase in transition. Slows it down on the sideline. KD from the right block. KD posting up on Cummins. KD double team. Throws it off the window strongly, too strong. Wanted some contact and a foul didn't come. The rebound to Edizamwan and Harvard up 8-2 in front court. 16:51 to play till halftime. Agunwa Oakley on the angle right. Goes right baseline Cummins. Straight away Johnson three. Missed it. Rebound KD. Harvard not a particularly great three-point shooting team, but they will take a lot. 38%. Collinsworth bumped on his drive down the lane. Non-shooting foul. Foul number three on the Crimson. BYU has yet to foul. This will be Agunwa Oakley picking it up. So three fouls on the Crimson. Nothing for BYU. Celius checks in. Fisher sits. Fisher will sit on 0 for 1 from the field, 0 for 2 from the stripe. Off the inbounds. Nick Emery baseline jumper spits out. 3.5 minutes in, BYU still down by a score of 8-2. Tommy McCarthy goes on the bump to Oakley. Oakley bounces once and twice to the right. Goes right block to Edizamwan. Edizamwan banks and scores as he went back to the baseline over Corbin Kafusi. 10-2 Harvard. And four of five Harvard starters have scored. BYU down eight. Mid-post left. Kafusi. Kafusi goes right to the rim and he pops it out. Offensive rebound. Nope. Board secured by Edizamwan.
Boy, a good move and a point-blank shot from Corbin just somehow finds its way out of the hoop.
Timeout coming on the dead ball. 15:50 to go till halftime. Harvard 10 and BYU 2. BYU's 1 for 7 from the field. Harvard 5 for 7. On the wing left side, McCarthy. McCarthy at 25 feet. They post it mid-alley left to Cummins. Cummins into the paint. A foul by Celius. Timeout on the floor. Non-shooting. Harvard ball out of bounds after this. 15:41 to go till halftime. BYU another sluggish start away from home. Harvard 10, BYU 2 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education, career, your family. What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? iamFlash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that iamFlash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehi, Utah. Connecting people through memory. iamFlash.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so back here at the Stan Sheriff Center in Honolulu, Hawaii, the home of the Hawaii men's basketball team. Hawaii hosting the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic. And with 15:41 to go till halftime, it is Harvard 10 and BYU 2. The Crimson 5 of 7 from the field, BYU 1 of 7. BYU picked up its first foul before the break. Went to Zach Celius. Harvard three fouls. Three team fouls to BYU's one. The Crimson coming off a two-week finals break. Their first game in 2 weeks. BYU coming off a high-scoring win at home over Central Michigan last Friday.
Well, BYU's playing big guys, you know, two big guys, because they feel like they can score down low. They're 0-for-3 to start this game, but when your big guys are a focus of your offense and they can't finish down low, it really slows you down, and maybe that's not the right approach to this game. Harvard's a little bit smaller. Maybe you go with that four-guard lineup to be more dynamic offensively.
Baseline send in Oakley McCarthy, Tommy McCarthy. 3 feet away straight away, guarded by Collinsworth. Left wing Cummins, dribble handoff there to Corey Johnson. Corey Johnson pivots away, goes high to Oakley. Right wing McCarthy. McCarthy on the high show by Kafusi, takes to the left elbow. Hands to Johnson straight away. Left wing McCarthy penetrates on a 9 second shot clock, and Nick Emery's too handsy, called for a push late in the clock. Foul number two against BYU, one on Celius, one on Emery, and Harvard gets the ball on the sideline. 15:19 to go until halftime. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 25 years. McCarthy, the Harvard point out front, goes to his right hand and gives right wing to Oakley. Oakley looks to the post to Edozomwa, and they stay up top to Cummins. Cummins sets a screen for McCarthy. Cummins rolls as McCarthy drives, hands base right to Oakley. Three by Corey Johnson is good. BYU's down 11. 13-2. Corey Johnson, the three-pointer. And BYU's had the worst starts away from home this season. Corbin Kafusi, left block, takes to the middle, picks up his dribble, and releases high to Emery with a 15-second shot clock. More than 5 minutes in, BYU's got 2 points. Emery leans in from the right junction, misses. Rebound not saved in, or saved in by Edozomwin, but out of bounds. It'll stay BYU basketball. 13-2 Harvard with 14:34 to go till halftime. Out goes Corbin Kafusi. In comes Jamal Aitz for his first action in 3 weeks.
Harvard, the best defensive team in the Ivy League, that under Coach Amaker have held six teams under 40 points in his career. And BYU with only 2, 5.5 minutes in.
Collinsworth to the right corner, to the right wing. Turns on Oakley. Sees pressure from Cummins. Foul as Collinsworth drove it. He'll get 2 free throws. Cummins picks it up. That'll be 2 on Cummins. So 4 on the Cardinal, 2 on Cummins to 2 for BYU. And Kyle Collinsworth will go to the free throw line, where BYU's 0-for-2. They're 0-for-the-last 4 from the field. A drought of 3 minutes and 2 seconds. More than 5.5 minutes in, BYU has one bucket. Got to figure these starts out. 13-2, Harvard leads it. Collinsworth makes the free throw after it bounces once and twice and thrice off the rim. A checkout for Cummins with those two fouls. Chris Egge, another Canadian, comes in for Harvard. Nick Emery sits as Chase Fisher checks in. BYU's down 10, 13-3.
BYU's yet to even attempt a three after the other night against Central Michigan where so many went up.
Second free throw, not close. One of two on the trip. BYU's one of four. The two senior guards have hit the combined for the four free throws and one made. 14:15 to go until halftime. BYU's down 10, 13-3. Straight away, Corey Johnson. Left wing to McCarthy. Tommy McCarthy drives past Fisher to the left elbow. Right junction, Oakley to Johnson. A reach from behind by Collinsworth. Knocked away, but to the corner where McCarthy makes a three. Another team getting hot from distance outside against BYU early. And BYU's down game high 13, 16-3. One basket for BYU in 6 minutes plus. Eitz takes it beneath the hoop, throws it up too wildly. Offensive rebound. Collinsworth tries to go back up with it. No. Hands off KD. KD banks too strong. And a rebound to Harvard. 16-3. The Crimson lead it. Driving base right is Oakley. Hand off to McCarthy. McCarthy, they call the offensive foul as Oakley screened too aggressively for McCarthy. Foul on Harvard. Oakley picks up his second. So a little bit of foul trouble for a couple Harvard starters. With 13:31 to go till halftime. And BYU's opened up 1 for 10 from the field. Missing at the rim. No threes attempted. Everything BYU's shooting is right around the rim. Not getting a thing to go. Harvard 7 for 9 to start.
Yeah, that percentage is low, obviously, but when you're shooting all your shots in the paint, that is basement low. I mean, you can't get lower than that.
Left wing, Celius. Who's going to get hot for BYU? Flare screen, and the pass is too far in front of Chase Fisher. Turned over. Oh, man, what a brutal, brutal way to open this game for BYU. 16-3, Harvard leads it. BYU 0 for the last six from the field. Different team away from home. It's BYU basketball team. Harvard, front court. Patrick Steves is checked in. Another Canadian out of Montreal. Egge. Left wing, Corbin Miller. The Utah has checked in for the Crimson. Wants some of this. Steves, cross-court pass, base right to Egge. Chris Egge out toward the perimeter. Straight away, Corbin Miller. Down to a 7 second shot clock for the Crimson. 12:55 to go till halftime. BYU's already down 13. Into a three. Johnson shoots a rainbow that goes.
Wow.
My goodness.
Well, that was a super tough shot, but when you're up 13, it's not as scary a shot.
Can you believe this? 19-3. BYU in front court. Baseline jumper from Celius, no. Rebound, Edozomwon. BYU's 1 for 11 from the field. And Harvard is red hot. 8 for 10, 3 threes, running away from BYU early here in Honolulu. Corey Johnson terminates right wing. They cycle Steves to Egge left wing. Straight away, Corbin Miller, the Brighton High School product of 12-12 to go until halftime. BYU now 1 of 11. Harvard 8 for 10. A drive, a shot that's an air ball by Steves. Kyle Davis collects it on the baseline. Outlet Collinsworth. He's stolen. Another pick from behind. Patrick Steves running up behind Collinsworth. Slaps it away. Second time today, BYU's lost a ball from behind. 11:50 to go till halftime. BYU has one shot made in 8-plus minutes. Edozomwon, left block to the middle, floating, back rim. No, the rebound, the Cougars secure. KD, outlet Collinsworth. 11:35 to go. BYU down 19-3 here in the first half. Behind the back in the paint, Kyle to the rim and one after this. Kyle drives it and scores it. Complete a three-point play when we come back to Honolulu. 19-5 Harvard, 11:31 to go till halftime on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have cereal, but no milk.
Last time I cooked for my family, they just looked at their plates and laughed. Why?
Grandpa just said that if the food at his birthday party doesn't, quote, make him jump up on the table to salsa dance for happiness, he'll unfriend me. Please no.
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Soup, we've got it. Chicken dinner, you bet. Enchiladas, por supuesto. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, score! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is the fresh homemade recipes. The rolls, the baked chicken, even my favorite salad dressings. They're all homemade. The best thing about homemade is that the ingredients are fresh. I would love to ask for the recipe for the rolls, but I know that I can just go over there whenever I want, so I probably don't need it. Whew.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
'Twas the night before Christmas for old St. Nick. He'd run out of presents and needed some quick. Where could he get them all in one stop? I'll head down to Shields to play into shop. He grabbed his cart and checked off his list, making sure there was nothing he'd missed. Flying around, he grabbed all in sight, knowing it had to be delivered that night. He'd gotten a gift for every girl and boy. Gift happiness, feel joy. Merry Christmas from Shields.
Cleon Wall in the IMG Network Studios in the first game today at the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic. Auburn beats New Mexico 83-78. Kareem Canty had 27 points for the Tigers. For the Lobos, Elijah Brown had 33 points. And in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, start of the third quarter, Akron's beating Utah State 13-7. Now back to Mark and Greg in Paradise.
Thank you, Cleon. Last game I called, Saturday in Las Vegas, saw BYU get off to a pretty rough start, down 35-0. It's not that bad, but 19-3 is pretty bad. It's now 19-5 as Kyle Collinsworth drove it to the rim and scored and got fouled right before the break. So as we come back in with 11:31 to go till halftime, Collinsworth with a free throw to make it a 13-point game. BYU's down 14 at 19-5. Collinsworth 1 of 2 from the free throw line. BYU's a team is 1 of 4 from the free throw line. 2 of 12 from the field. So not making shots from anywhere right now. And Harvard is red hot. Crimson hot, I guess you could say. Free throw is good by Collinsworth.
Yeah, it seems to be a theme for Cougar sports. Get down big and make a valiant effort. But I'd like to see a valiant effort to start a game for once.
The last three shots made by Harvard are all threes. Collinsworth's free throw makes it 19-6.
BYU goes to the zone, see if that helps. You get a turnover.
Slap away from Steves, and KD secures, and KD's foul. That'll be team foul number 6 already on Harvard. So BYU may catch a break in the first half if there is one to be caught by getting into the bonus early. That's team foul 6, and non-shooting, BYU out of bounds. Was that said? In this case, it's 7. Beg your pardon. That is team foul 7. And KD gets 1 and 1. The foul before the break was 6. This will make it 7.
Well, they haven't been making their free throws, but that can help you if you start making them, if you're in the bonus this early. It can help
KD,
you get back in the game.
Oh, air balls the front end. Good heavens.
Moses.
Whoa, 11:14 to go till halftime. The score stays 19-6. Kyle Davis just airballed the front end of a 1 and 1. And he'd made 14 of his last 16 free throws. That kind of start for BYU. BYU's already in the bonus. Only 2 team fouls for BYU. Now 7 for Harvard. Corbin Miller on the right wing. Goes to Steve. Steve's little soft jump hook in the paint. It's no good. And then slapped out of bounds. Last touch by BYU and stays Harvard basketball. So the missed shot by Harvard. BYU can't squeeze the rebound. It's Harvard ball. 10:51 to go till halftime. Harvard 19 and BYU 6. The Cougars are 2 of 12 from the field and 2 of 6 at the free throw line.
BYU only down 13 only, and it's not, you know, it's Harvard. This is a team that doesn't have a winning record, so it's not insurmountable, but just, man, you just shake your head.
Entry pass by McCarthy on the left wing is kicked out of bounds. It'll stay a Harvard ball with an 18-second shot clock. 10:39 on the game clock. Yes, BYU's 2 of 6 from the free throw line, 2 of 12 from the field. Harvard 3 of 4 and 8 of 13, respectively. I beg your pardon, 0 for 0 from the free throw line, but 3 of 4 from 3, part of their 8 for 13. Harvard basketball front court right in front of us. Harvard left to right here in the first half as we see it and you hear it. Tommy Carthy with a 10-second shot clock. Right jump, elbow junction. Jumper is no good. Slapped out to Fisher. Fisher into front court. Middle of the floor. On the wing right to Celius. There it is. Zach Celius, of all people. Had to be Zach. Hits a three. BYU's first three, and the Cougars are within 10 at 19-9, so it's a 6-0 BYU run, prompting Tommy Amaker to call timeout. BYU's called a timeout. Harvard has taken one here in the first half. 10-19 to go till halftime. Zach Selyus, who's been BYU's spark off the bench in each of the last two games, confidently drills a three. The first three for BYU today, and the Cougars are back within 10. 10-19 to go till halftime.
Well, as nice as that is to see, Greg, it's discouraging to see as well that whether it be Nick over the course of the season or Zach here the past couple of games, to have a freshman have to count on them to get you back in a game and carry you, that shouldn't be the case. They should be kind of additional pieces you plug in to help you get better. But it's been the freshmen that have had to step up and get BYU going lately.
10-19 to go till the break in Harvard basketball. BYU's lineup right now: Collinsworth, Emery, Fisher, Selyus, and Eights. So Zach playing some four, Jamal the five, and BYU's in a 1-3-1 defensively. On the wing right, Corbin Miller. Corbin Miller out of Brighton High School. Terminates on the arc. Gives to Cummins at the free throw line. Back out to Corbin Miller. Jumps it over Emery and scores it for three. 13 consecutive games with a three for Corbin Miller. Answers the Selyus three in 22-9. BYU's back down 13. 9:45 to play till halftime. Emery on the bump. Hands to Fisher. Weaves it to Collinsworth. Collinsworth on the perimeter right with a 15-second shot clock. Starts on Steves. Down the right side of the alley. Right to the rim. Lays it up with the left hand. Collinsworth the driving lay-in. He's got six. And BYU's within 11 at 22-11. Harvard doubling up the Cougars. 9:20 to play till the break. Straight away, Wisner Perez is checked in. Perez on the wing left side, up top to Miller. Miller, McCarthy from the corner, lost it in the paint. Emery on the steal. Emery to front court. Emery, lead pass is kicked out of bounds. Knee out of bounds by McCarthy. It'll stay BYU basketball. Harvard, four for its last five from three.
The problem is you let them have a couple open looks early. They knock them down. Then they start thinking, man, I can't miss. And they start hitting the tough ones. The last couple have been really tough threes.
BYU's only taken one three and made it with Selyus. 9:06 to go till the break. BYU down 11, 22-11. And the Cougars play much better in the last half of the first half than the first 10 minutes. Jamal Eights, nope, jump hook with the right hand is short from the left block. Harvard the rebound. And Harvard's clearing the defensive glass very well in this game. Rebounds 12-7 in favor of the Crimson. Up top to Patrick Steves. Steves goes right block to Edozomwon. Edozomwon pivoting in the paint. Off the window a little too strong. Rebound BYU. Fisher down floor Emery. Emery racing past his man right to the rim. Up and in. Race past Corey Johnson. Got to the 10 for two. We'll call that a State Farm drive of the game. Double check from Nick Emery. Brought to you by State Farm. No matter where you are in life, we can help you protect what matters most. Learn more at statefarm.com. BYU down 9, 22-13. Edozomwon from the right block, fouled by Eights. Free throws coming up. Rosena Edozomwon. That's a foul on Eights. Team foul number 3 for BYU to 7 for Harvard. Be the first free throw of the day for the Crimson. Zena Edozomwon out of Los Angeles. He's the only player in the Ivy League averaging a double-double. He's averaging 12.7 and 10.1 right now. Now only 5 for his last 13 free throws. So these could be an adventure here. Misses.
Well, he's a big, strong linebacker type. Doesn't translate well often for free throws, but as far as getting to the free throw line, it does. He just keeps banging and banging against Jamal. Jamal's not a small guy, but he just bangs till he gets to the rim and puts it up.
And a second miss, but a reset on the offensive rebound for Harvard. 0 for 2 on the free throws, and they get the ball back. 8:13 to go until halftime. 22-13, BYU down 9. Emery tries for the steal, and instead he's called for a foul. Zena Edozomwon is now 5 for 15 at the free throw line this season, so keep fouling him. But if he misses both free throws, and this is the second time it's happened in a couple games where an 0 for 2 has resulted in another possession for Harvard, or for the opponent. A
couple of those against Central Michigan, and that second foul on Nick, kind of a ticky-tack foul. Now he's He's getting posted up down low. They want it.
McCarthy up top. They go from the wing down to the right block, and the offensive foul is called on Cummins. That's three as Nick Emery drew the charge. It was an offensive foul from the right block, and Cummins will sit now with three fouls and timeout on the floor. 7:58 to go till halftime. BYU's within single digits. See if the Cougars can close the gap here. Down 22-13. BYU ball after this. 7:58 to go until halftime. BYU right now being led by Kyle Collinsworth, 6, 4 for Emery, 3 for Celius. That's actually it for BYU. That's 13 points. They're down 22-13 here in Hawaii on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
To the traditional steakhouse, farewell. You were good to our forefathers with your dress codes, dim lighting, starch napkins, and that crumb scraper thingy. You'll be missed by some. But then there's the rest of us who prefer the new steak boss wraps from Taco Bell with a double portion of juicy marinated steak layered with your choice of guac and salsa or potato and bacon, then grilled to go. Goodbye, steakhouse. Hola, Taco Bell. For a limited time, double portion of steak as compared to the 1.5 ounce steak soft taco.
Hey, College Hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education, career, your family. What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehi, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
7:58 to go until halftime. More than half of BYU's 13 points scored by true freshmen here today. Emery, 4, and Celius, 3. 7 of BYU's 13, only a 13-point half so far with under 8 to go till the break. A high-scoring BYU team being kept in check by a team in Harvard that does pretty well on defense. But BYU's just not looked right. 8-3 BYU run as we come back in. The Cougars bring Kyle Davis back in. It'll be Collinsworth, Davis, Fisher, Celius, 8. Jamal triggers into Collinsworth and BYU from back to front. Down 9. Fisher into a 3. Back iron. Tip. No good by 8. Rebound to Edozomwa. Chase Fisher 0 for 2 from the field. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Up top to Edozomwa. Edozomwa left wing to Corey Johnson. Drives. It's handed back out to the Steves at the top. Steves entry pass kicked. A lot of kicks so far in the first half. Celius got his foot to it. It'll stay Harvard basketball. 17-second shot clock. 7:37 game clock. Baseline trigger to the left of the Harvard standard. Patrick Steves will send in. The Montrealer into Tommy McCarthy. McCarthy runs a point for Harvard out front. Left wing Steves. Steves McCarthy between the rings. 10-second shot clock for the Crimson. Down to 8 for McCarthy. 6 for Johnson. Johnson drives the left base, floats it short. It's an air ball collected by Kyle Davis. Outlet Chase Fisher. Fisher front court left side. Chase straight away. Kyle Davis. Kyle windmilling away from his man Eggy. They go left block from Fisher to 8. 8's right at the rim. Way too strong. And it's slapped out, controlled by Harvard. Great look right at the rim. And Jamal hurried it.
Yeah, he hurried it. It was a great move. Everything he wanted, then he rushed it.
McCarthy cut off in the paint, hands to Steve. Steve drives it low, bobbled it to the end line, and falls out of bounds with it. No, tapped out of bounds by Collinsworth. It'll stay Harvard basketball with a 17-second shot clock. 6:55 game clock, and BYU shooting 28% from the field. Yeah, 5 for 18.
Get this, Greg. BYU big man, 0 for 7. And these are all right at the rim.
Baseline send in. From Steves to McCarthy. McCarthy between the circles on the Hawaii logo at center court. McCarthy splits defenders and a wide open layup. Right to the rim. Nobody in front of him. Tommy McCarthy's got 5 and BYU's down 11. 24-13.
Davis came up to help on the hedge. Came too high and just a highway right through there for an easy basket.
Left wing Collinsworth. Mid post left to KD. KD scoreless in the game. Hucks it up and good. Scoreless no more. A right-hand jump hook, a little soft and flat, but it settles off the back rim and in. BYU down 9 again, 24-15. First two for KD. Straight away, Corey Johnson. Johnson takes it left perimeter. Now left block to Edozomwon. Edozomwon bodied by Austin, who's checked in. Jump hook strong. Rebound BYU. Celius distributes to Collinsworth. Kyle front court, left side. Now top side, behind the back. Down the lane, right to the rim. Up in it! Spectacular! What a play by Kyle Collinsworth, and timeout to Harvard, and BYU's within 7 at 24-17. That is more like it. Kyle Collinsworth, behind the back at the free throw line, takes it to the rim. Two and three defenders close, and he scores anyway, floating it over the rim to make it 24-17. And that is definitely a Nissan exciting play of the game. Presented by Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. Shop, choose Nissan.com. Innovation. That excites. And Kyle Collinsworth exciting on that drive. He's got 8 to lead BYU. The Cougars within 7 now at 24-17.
Yeah, chipping away, doing a nice job. Seemed to be coming to life a little bit. Harvard coming down a little now, 53%, but that 4 or 5 from 3 has really hurt BYU. But they've done a better job recently getting out and not letting the 3 go up. Most of the misses from Harvard are coming off good defense on the post and then getting those rebounds, so much better job.
Ates has checked out. No harm done to the ankle. That's a positive sign. BYU on the floor with Collinsworth, Fisher, Celius, Austin, Davis. BYU zoning it. On the right wing, Steves. Right corner, Johnson. BYU a little more fire in their eyes, you can tell right now. Eggy hands off McCarthy. McCarthy takes down the right side of the lane. Austin stands up tall and draws the charge.
That's what he does.
On Tommy McCarthy. That's two on McCarthy. And the Cougars on the Harvard turnover can cut into a 7-point Crimson lead.
He did an excellent job initially, Greg, guarding at someone down low, denying him the ball. Then he steps in, takes the charge. That's great defense from Nate.
Three Harvard starters with two or more fouls here in the first half as well. Two McCarthy, two Oakley, and three on Cummins. KD will trigger, and BYU down 7 with the ball. 5:40 to go till halftime. Looking to make a run here before the break. Get back in this thing at the interval. Collinsworth up top, Davis. Right wing to Fisher. Angle left, Celius. Celius jumps it for three. And misses it back rim. And another rebound to Harvard. They cleared the defensive glass so well. Edozomwon down floor. That's already 9 rebounds for Edozomwon here in the first half. Good heavens, that's how you average a double-double.
A lot of opportunities with BYU's misses, but yeah, that's impressive. He's an impressive-looking fella.
BYU shooting 7 for 21 from the field, 33%. Off the curl, top of the key, 3 by Johnson is no good. Rebounded by Celius. Zach will take it from back to front. Bounce pass, Fisher. Fisher, 3-point range right. Short corner right to KD. KD pushed out to 15 feet, jump hook. Wow, he got it to go from 8 feet. Jump hook base right by Kyle Davis, and BYU's down 5, and the Cougar fans are heard here in Hawaii. 24-19, BYU within 5. The Cougars trailed by as many as 16 here in the first half. BYU fans getting loud here in Honolulu. 24-19 Crimson, 4:35 to go till halftime. Gotta get a stop here and keep it going. 4:30 to go till the break. Corbin Miller up top. Jumps a 3 over Fisher. No good. Rebound. Touched by Austin last. It'll stay Harvard basketball. Multiple times today, BYU gets a miss and can't secure the rebound. And Harvard doing an excellent job securing defensive boards. Harvard 17-11 on the glass here in the first half. That's an important possession. Late in the clock, you're on a roll, you get the miss, and you can't get the rebound. And Nate Austin may have gotten elbowed in the head. He's going to check out. Yeah. Corbin Kafusi's in the game. Harvard 2 for its last 11, but keeping a lead, which is 5 at 24-19. And Nate Austin got his bell rung, I think, pretty good there. He's leaving the game and leaving the floor. Corey Johnson into Eggy. Stripped! BYU on the steal. Celius ahead to Kyle. Collinsworth runs a man over in the paint. That's going to be a foul. You saw that coming. Offensive foul on BYU. Got to pick your spots. They didn't have numbers. Man right in front of him in the paint, and Kyle runs him over.
And you knew they were going to give that to Harvard because Nate got one the other way. Same type of play, so they were looking to make that call. Kyle trying to make something happen against two defenders.
Got to capitalize. You get the strip and the steal, and then he's running a man over, turns it over. 24-19 Harvard. 4:05 to go in the first half. A skip pass to Miller, and Corbin Miller drives, and he's held.
It's only
foul
the sixth
on BYU.
Team foul.
Chase Fisher called for the grab. Team foul number 6 against BYU to 9 here in the first half for Harvard. And 7 of those 9 from starters. Collinsworth tripped up, rolled an ankle. Collinsworth shaking it off, wincing. as he plays defense on the Crimson. Chris Egge, base right, looking at Kyle Davis. Egge gives it up to Corbin Miller, off the curl to the right wing. Enters it to Edizamwan. Edizamwan over Kafusi. Corbin's called for the foul. He got the block shot, but he bumped him first. And Edizamwan will shoot two free throws after this, but he can't make them. He's not a very good free throw shooter. Harvard 24, BYU 19, 3:49 to go till halftime. Here in the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic, BYU has not led in this game, trailed 8-0 to start. It's been mostly Harvard here in the first half. BYU making a late run, but not capitalizing on a couple of instances late here in the first half. Harvard keeps a lead at 24-19. 3:49 to go till the break. Timeout on the floor. The Crimson shooting free throws after this on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right? We lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
ShopChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the BYU Cougars.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three.
Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOOGS. Bodyguards.
It starts with a and soon it's you go from sitting and to sitting in your on your way to then one day and before you know it it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Cleon Wall in the IMG Network Studios. Utah State leading Akron in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl 14-3. Kent Myers passed to Hunter Sharp for 19 yards, went for a TD, and that gave the Aggies the lead. Now back to Hawaii, where Greg and Mark are hanging out and watching some basketball, guys.
Just chilling. Thank you, Cleon. BYU basketball brought to you by Barbasol. BYU fans are number one. That's why they deserve a close, comfortable shave with Barbasol. Close shave Cougars, close shave Barbasol. So we come back in. Zena Edizamwan, who was 0-for-2 from the free throw line, is now 1-for-3 at the stripe. Makes the first of two. Doesn't make the second. And Corbin Kafusi one-hands the rebound. And then is fouled as he was brought to the floor. 1-and-1 at the other end. Team foul number 8. So maybe or maybe not the best case scenario. He had the rebound and BYU was off and running, but he was fouled. So he's got to make free throws to make this worth the while. 25-19. Harvard's lead is 6 as Edizamwan went 1-for-2 and is now 1-for-4 at the free throw line. BYU's a team is 2-for-6 and Kafusi now has to make 1 to get 2. Front end on the way by, oh, beg your pardon, that's actually team foul 10, a two-shot foul. That was team foul 10, so a two-shot foul, and either way, he missed it. Well, BYU 2-of-7, so he gets the second free throw.
These guys are smart, but they're bad free throw shooters, and Harvard even worse than BYU on the season, so we may see a lot of missed free throws tonight.
There's a second on Egge. Chris Egge, his second foul. 10 on Harvard here in the first half, so a two-shot foul, and Kafusi makes the second of two. So Corbin, 1-for-2 on the trip, and BYU's back within 5 at 25-20. Another game away from home, another scoreless first half for Chase Fisher. Scoreless at Long Beach, scoreless at Utah, scoreless at Colorado all in the first half. He has nothing here in the first half in Hawaii against Harvard. On the wing right side, Wisner Perez. Zena Adesamwan. Adesamwan left wing, Johnson. Johnson handoff to Miller. Corbin Miller into an open three, top of the key, and he gets it to go. He faked Fisher away and Corbin Miller out of Brighton High School with his second three, and it's an 8-point lead for Harvard. And Harvard is now 5-for-8 from distance. Another team shooting it well from three against BYU. They go right beneath the basket to KD, hammered on his way up. He'll get two free throws. BYU's got to make him. And what do we have? What? What'd they call an offensive foul on Kyle Davis? I thought he was fouling, was going to shoot free throws. They called it on KD? Or travel? What was the call?
We just assumed it was a foul down low. I don't think the referee went to the scores table to call a foul.
I think it called a travel. Must have been on KD. I believe he was fouled, but they called I think the call is travel on Kyle Davis. 28-20, Harvard by 8, and Harvard by 8, the score stays as Edozamwon misses the jumper, base right, rebound to Collinsworth. BYU front court, 2:50 to go till halftime. Turn it over on a crossover, kick the ball, and here comes Corbin Miller, front court, right wing. To the trailer, Steves, right block, Edozamwon. Edozamwon blocked by Kafusi. Here comes Chapman the other way. Jordan Chapman in running a 3-on-2.
Nice.
Takes it right to the rim, lays it up and in. Jordan Chapman brings BYU to within 6 at 28-22. Jordan Chapman on the board for the first time today. Cougars down a half dozen, but turned it over on two of their last three possessions. And the threes are dropping from Harvard. Corbin Miller, guarded by Celius. They've got Celius on Miller, who's got two threes here in the first half off the bench. Wisner-Perez hands off Johnson. Johnson back to Perez on the pick and roll. Drives right, baseline terminates. Gives mid-post right to Edozamwon. Edozamwon, 5-second shot clock. Down to 4, down to 3. Edozamwon stripped. BYU on the steal. Do they get the
violation.
Ball back? No, it's a shot clock violation. A scramble on the floor, and BYU gets the ball down 6. 28-22 with 2:05 to go until halftime. Harvard is deliberate. They'll go late in clocks. BYU played that as well as you can do.
Out of someone I don't think realized till late, and then BYU collapsed on him, knocked it away. Good defense, and great play last time as Corbin blocks the shot from Edisoma, just stuffed it, and Jordan got it. Jordan Chapman showed some real quickness there, mm-hmm. Greg. Nice aggressive move. Blew by his man and able to score at the hoop.
Brief timeout for them to mop up the perspiration where there was the on-floor scramble resulting in the shot clock violation. Now it's BYU ball. 2:05 to go till the break, and the Cougars down a half dozen. They've taken 10 points off a 16-point deficit. Celius, angle right, KD. Right block to Collinsworth. Pump fake to the
Beautiful.
Base and off the window for two. Fake to the middle, back to the baseline, and Kyle Collinsworth with 10 points, double figures for Kyle. BYU within 4, 28-24. Left wing, Wisner-Perez. Straight away, Corbin Miller. The taller Celius gets out to Corbin as they go right wing to Steves. Steves. Hand off, Edozamwon. Back to Steves, who drives it right to the rim. Missed the lay-in, offensive rebound. Block!
Oh.
And the Cougars come away! 4-on-2 for BYU. Collinsworth floats it.
Yes!
Alley of throwdown for Corbin Kafusi! Kyle Collinsworth lobs it up! At home. 2-point game, 28-26. That's how it's done.
Mahalleluya there, man. That was something. Are you kidding me? Great pass. Great recognition by Kyle to know that that would be available. He just lofts it up, and Corbin throws it down. And BYU, after just an incredibly horrendous start, is down 2.
It's a 23-9 BYU run. 1:15 to go till halftime. Wow. Last 8 minutes, really something for BYU. Turning it on both ends of the floor. Timeout. It's a turnover from Harvard. Corbin Miller. Miscommunication on the left wing and passed it right into the BYU team area. So now the Cougars can take a lead. Tie or take a lead with 1:08 to go till halftime.
Johnson.
It's Harvard 28 and BYU 26, Mark.
Johnson coming off a screen, curled, and they thought he was going to pop out to the wing. Made the pass to the wing. No one was there.
Jordan Chapman out front to Kyle Collinsworth at the free throw line. Gets past Steves. Blocked by Edozamwon.
Nice.
Into the hands of Corey Johnson. Down floor, Corbin Miller. Straight away, Edozamwon. Hand off to Corbin Miller. Miller, perimeter left. Left corner, Perez. Wisner-Perez. Dribble hand off, Corey Johnson. A pick and pop by Perez. Misses the long jumper. Collinsworth the rebound. And BYU running it the other way. 4-on-3. Collinsworth to the transition trailer. Celius got it for 3! And the Cougars take the lead! 29-28. What a run! 26-9 after going down 19-3 to start the game.
Wow. I'm starting to think when Zach shoots, I'm surprised if he misses because he's just Mr. Clutch. Big shot.
Another Zach attack here in the Islands. 29-28, BYU in front. 10-second shot clock. Now 10-second game clock. Harvard plays for close to a last shot. Corey Johnson drives hard. Hands in the corner. 3 by Corbin is good! And Harvard takes the lead back at halftime.
Wow.
Oh, man. After all that footwork to get in front. Of course, it's a three-pointer from Corbin Miller to put the Crimson in front.
I love
31-29 at the break. Halftime recap next here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Dunk.